San Pedro is an often overlooked part of Los Angeles, tucked away in the farthest southern corner of the city. It's often considered to be little more than a harbor full of shipping containers, but above and beyond San Pedro's link to ocean commerce, it's also a vital and colorful area for both residents and tourists to enjoy. The Battleship Iowa and the Cabrillo Marine Aquarium offer history and science as well as entertainment. The San Pedro Marine Mammal Care Center provides life-saving treatment for local wildlife. And the Altus Sea Complex is on the cutting edge of science, business, and education, showing how the ocean can be the source of innovation. Along the waterfront, where for years Ports of Call drew tourists to eat and play, a new development called West Harbor will bring a new generation to enjoy recreation by the sea. A pop-up there offers a summer sampler of what will be in store when the development is finished, including the return of the beloved San Pedro Fish Market, already welcoming crowds back just feet from their original location. We'll take a look. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. Today, we're taking a look at a fascinating part of Los Angeles. San Pedro is home to the busiest container port in all of North America. It attracts industry and tourists as well. And as we'll see, it has some hidden gems you may not be aware of. Let's bring in the councilman from that district that covers San Pedro, Tim McCosker. Welcome, Councilman. Good to see you.
Thank you, Hal. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. You're one of the newer council members, but certainly not new to San Pedro. Tell us, quick answer, please. What's the best thing about San Pedro to you?
Our access to the waterfront. Everything you just said in your introduction, the opportunities to just interface with the beautiful ocean, but also with a working harbor is fascinating for visitors.
What's the biggest challenge the area faces right now?
Well, we face the same challenges the rest of the city face, and that's responding to homelessness and making sure that we have safe communities. But I would say particularly for our area, while the port is a great economic driver, it also creates environmental challenges, environmental harms. And so responding to the environmental harms of just the exhausts and the traffic in the harbor area is really important to us, and we're working on it every day.
You know, we talk about hidden gems in any community. So what do you think is the most overlooked gem in your area?
I think one of the gems that you mentioned, and that's the Marine Aquarium, is often overlooked. You can come into Cabrillo Beach, and for just a simple parking fee, you can make it into a beautiful set of touch tanks and education about wildlife in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, I, for one, enjoy San Pedro. There's an awful lot to enjoy down there. And if it hasn't been getting on a cruise ship, it's certainly been going down to the Marine Mammal Care Center. I think there's a lot to enjoy in that area. What do you want people to know about San Pedro that might surprise them?
I think people will be surprised to see just the diversity of the beauty and the views. I mean, going to the Marine Mammal Care Center that you just described is essentially in a very large park environment, Angels Gate Park, which is on the open ocean side. And you can go to the Korean Friendship Bell, which is just immediately adjacent to that care center. And if you stand on the Korean Friendship Bell site, you can actually look one way and see the working harbor. You can see the breakwater, and you can see the open ocean and Catalina. And just the diversity of those beautiful views and the way that we interact with the ocean, San Pedro is a great place, and the harbor area and Wilmington are great places to come on down and see, you know, how we relate to the ocean and what our role is in it, both in international trade and in recreation.
It is a spectacular view from any part of San Pedro. But, you know, it was before your term that they announced this development, West Harbor, and we're going to be talking about that. But I'm just curious, what's your level of excitement about West Harbor?
I'm extremely excited about West Harbor. Before my term, I was very involved with the community, you would not be surprised to know, and worked very hard as a private person to support the redevelopment of that whole waterfront area. And again, from throughout Wilmington and around the channel and down through San Pedro, from the bridge all the way to the breakwater, there's a lot of exciting things happening. But right at the heart of that is this West Harbor development, and it'll be great for restaurants and shops. And there's even a proposal, which we're continuing to analyze, for an outdoor music venue.
You know, I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I know a lot of things happened when the Battleship Iowa came down there, and I remember that quite well. Councilman Tim McCosker, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure there's a lot of opportunities we're going to be talking to you during your term. Thanks for being here on Fox 11 News.
I look forward to that. And thank you for this interview.
All right. Thank you, Councilman. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we take a look at a place that could be described as the heart of San Pedro. The Marine Mammal Care Center lovingly nurtures injured wildlife with the goal of returning them to the sea. We'll take a look right after this break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. The Marine Mammal Care Center was originally part of Marineland of the Pacific. Do you remember that? It was the Hospital for the Public Oceanarium. Marineland closed in 1987, but the hospital remained, and it's still around today, albeit in a different location. Joining us right now, John Warner, the CEO of the Marine Mammal Care Center. John, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. And earlier, we called the Marine Mammal Care Center the heart of San Pedro. And over the years I've been there, I think that's a pretty good description. How would you describe it?
I really like that title, so thank you. We are the largest organization per square mile of beach. We are the busiest in terms of marine mammal rescue and rehabilitation, covering all of Los Angeles County from Seal Beach to Malibu. And we give second chances to our marine life that are in desperate need of care these days.
Being that you're fairly new there, I don't know if you know the answer to this question. I'd love to know it. If you don't know it, maybe send me an email. But do you have any clue how many mammals you have saved at that center since the opening of it?
So we are about 3 or 4 months from hitting the 10,000 mark in terms of number of animals rehabilitated and treated in the hospital since 1992.
Wow.
So we are getting close to that benchmark, which will be a really fun celebration.
That is so, so incredible. It really is. My in-depth producer, Hunter Lowry, and I visited the center shortly before the pandemic. When we were there, it was in rather dire financial straits. Are things better now?
Things are better now. We are stable and still looking to grow and create that sustainability for the long term. So I think very optimistic. I came here from up north, having worked at a marine mammal center in Sausalito, because I see so much potential and the need for the Marine Mammal Care Center here in Los Angeles County, and in particular in San Pedro. So I have full faith in the community to support this work, and believe we will not only stabilize, but continue to grow as the need increases, which we're seeing constantly. We have more than 80 patients on site today. We've had about 120 in the hospital since December. Very high numbers, considering the last couple of years were lower than that. And so the animals need us, and we will be here for them.
Some of the most challenging situations I've seen down there have been when there's been an oil spill and when seabirds and others have come down there in need of help.
Yes, that is always a constant risk, especially here in Los Angeles County with the port, with the oil fields. We want to be prepared and ready for all issues or catastrophes that can happen. That includes oil spills. It includes entanglement response for our seals and sea lions, but also whales. So our team is actively participating in the West Coast Whale Entanglement Response Network with NOAA so that we can help those animals. You've seen them with the gear wrapped around their bodies, very sad. And our team will be part of that group that goes out and cuts them and sets them free, cuts the netting loose and sets them free. So we are really proud to be a part of all of those contingency plans and hope never to have to activate, but we're there in case that does happen.
And it's not only about rehabilitation, it's also about educating the public, right?
Correct. Especially here in Los Angeles County in San Pedro with the ports in our backyard. We firmly believe that we need to thrive together, wildlife and humans, but also that commerce and conservation can and should thrive together. And so we are here to help people understand what they can do in service to marine mammals in the ocean, to take actions that will better protect them and what they can advocate for as citizens of this community.
All right, very quickly, John, can people come down there if they can? What are the hours? And number two, can people contribute to help out these marine mammals?
Absolutely, yes. And thank you for asking that question. So on visitation, we are open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Mondays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We welcome visitors. We ask that people go to our website and make an advanced reservation, but drop-ins are available each day. And then to make a donation, please visit our website, marinemammalcare.org. We can always use more support and appreciate everyone's contributions.
All right, John Warner, thanks so much. All the best to you in your new job. And you'll probably see me back down there again soon. I like coming down there.
Anytime. You're welcome. We'd love to give you a tour.
John, thanks so much. Coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, a summer pop-up event space in San Pedro brings back one of the most beloved parts of the old ports called Ports of Call. And there'll be outdoor movies, boat tours, craft fairs, so much good stuff out there. We'll be right back. We'll tell you all about it. Acres and 1 mile of direct waterfront access, restaurants, entertainment shops, and attractions. What we're talking about here is a new development in San Pedro. That's the big plan for the currently empty plot of land near what used to be called Ports of Call Village. The project called West Harbor is set to open next year, but this summer we're going to get a little bit of a sample of that. Joining us right now, Val James, who is the Vice President of Business Development and Marketing for Jericho Development, which is creating West Harbor. Val, good to see you. And you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the program that West Harbor is something I'm familiar with. I remember doing stories when they first announced it. I'm kind of excited to see what that ends up being in reality. Right now, as we pointed out, it's a bit of an empty plot. Talk a little bit about the pop-up, though, this summer that's going to give us a taste of the future.
Yeah, well, we actually broke ground in November of last year, and we hosted the Sip Saver Set Sail event, which brought out the community in droves because everybody wants to be on the waterfront and everybody is really interested in this project and wants to know what's going on with it. So we invited all of our tenants and various community organizations to pop up during that time. And we realized that this was something that our community wanted and needed. And we thought to ourselves, hey, this is actually something that we can do while we're under construction. Let's continue this momentum and the excitement of what's to come by keeping our promenade, which is actually already open, open and active with entertainment. Our development is going to be a one-of-a-kind festival, retail, food, and drink destination. So we really wanted to be able to bring that to the community in this interim while we're under construction. And that Sip Saver Set Sail event really made us realize that this is a great opportunity to do that and continue with those types of events and activities on the waterfront to keep the area open and have people see what's happening with the construction as it's happening.
Now, as we're taking a look at the construction, it looks like it's barely gotten started. Are you on track for opening next year?
We are on track with soft opening next year. 2024 would be probably the building A. Tenants in building A could open in 2024, but our grand opening is really set to be in 2025.
The north section is open, at least part of it, even as we speak right now. So tell us a little bit about what's going to be available at this summer's pop-up and a little bit about that north building.
Yeah, so it's actually not a building. We're actually developing a park space next to the promenade and a San Pedro Town Square that's already existing. And that is going to be a space where we can bring in community, the residents and everybody far and wide to be able to enjoy different events that we're going to be popping up this summer, including concerts. And this weekend, we're actually doing a San Pedro Makers Market along the promenade. So we're working on that programming and getting a lot of our community as well as LA abroad to kind of look at this space as something that they would be interested in popping up and having some food and drink on that promenade and in that North Park space in this interim, on top of the San Pedro Fish Market, who kicked off its alfresco dining experience this past weekend. And I know Mother's Day is a huge weekend for them. So they will be open this weekend to be able to feature their world famous shrimp trays and just have that enjoyment of the San Pedro waterfront that the fish market has always been.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that San Pedro market for a second, because that was very beloved down there in San Pedro. And now, as you pointed out, it's sort of reopened again, at least mini version of it, right?
Yeah. They're doing an al fresco dining experience called The Landing. And so that actually opened, as I mentioned, last weekend, and will be open now continuously until we are grand opening in 2025. So you can, if people come down here now and moving forward, you can expect to enjoy something happening on the waterfront if you're down here.
We're just about out of time, but tell me, when does this summer pop up?
So Fish Market has already popped up. Our North Park activation, we will be doing a San Pedro Makers Market this weekend. So technically, from this point forward, you'd have something to do every weekend on our waterfront.
Val James.
And then we also have Pride event. Pride, San Pedro Pride will also be popping in June.
So much to talk about. There's so much to talk about. How exciting is all of that? Val, thanks so much for joining us. All the best, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Hal.
All right, coming up next on Fox 11 News, in-depth underwater robots growing food from the ocean. Just a couple of the projects that have been spawned from a local ocean institute. Out to Sea has the humble goal of solving global problems with the help of the sea. We'll explain right after this, and you'll see what we're talking about. Be right back. You may not have noticed the enormous building on the pier down in San Pedro, but once you see it, it's very hard to forget. The vast 35-acre complex supports the world's best marine scientists in the hopes of discovering solutions to issues from climate change to food insecurity. It's called Alta Sea. It's more than a little hard to explain because its goals and endeavors are so expansive. So let's bring in the president and CEO of Alta Sea at the Port of Los Angeles, Terry Tamminen. And thanks so much for being with us, Terry. Good to see you.
My pleasure, and so glad to be on a show called In Depth, because that's where we're going today.
Going in depth, aren't we? Way down into the ocean. And first of all, can you explain this ambitious project so a layperson would understand?
Absolutely. So Alta Sea is a nonprofit organization that was created to take over this 35-acre campus on this historic waterfront site in the Port of Los Angeles to raise the money to renovate these 100-year-old historic warehouses into a modern blue economy hub for education, for workforce development, and importantly, for researchers to discover new solutions from the ocean to our sustainability and climate crisis, and then to turn those into products and services that will employ a lot of people.
It's interesting, though, to hear you call it a blue economy. We hear about green economies, but a blue economy is very interesting. We've seen some video of some of the projects going on down there. Robots, aquaculture. Well, what can you tell us about what's happening?
Exactly. You hit it on the head. So we're going to get a lot more of our food and fuel and even medicines, pharmaceuticals, other things like industrial colorants and all kinds of things from the ocean, from sustainable feedstocks like kelp, which the California kelp grows as much as 2 feet a day. It's one of the most prolific plants on Earth. And we can really turn that into sustainable sources of supply for humans, as well as protecting the environment. We're also working on renewable energy. So we've all seen a lot of solar and wind, but the waves come crashing ashore every day with a tremendous amount of energy that can now be captured and utilized. And then, as you mentioned, underwater robotics. Bob Ballard, who found the Titanic, he keeps his vessel here when he's not out mapping and so forth. And he builds his robots, his sensors, teaches it to high school students who will be the future of that industry, discovering much more about how our planet works and how to sustainably manage that ecosystem.
So interesting. How are all these projects funded? Where does that money come from?
From a lot of different sources. The renovation of our warehouse is coming from the port, some funding from very generous private donors, many of whom are on our board. And we invite people to visit our website, which is altasea.org. That's altasea.org to learn more about our staff and our board and our donors. But also the state of California has been a generous supporter because we are renovating this for universities that are researching these concepts and these blue economy opportunities and turning it into jobs and educational opportunities for the future. So the state sees the value of investing in this as well. And then the actual companies are getting money just like Silicon Valley companies did in the early days. They're getting investors who see the potential, the economic potential and the profit potential, and want to be part of that.
Your goals are pretty impressive, almost as vast and deep as the ocean itself. You want to change the world.
Well, the world is two-thirds covered by ocean. And so far, we've looked for our sustainability mostly on land, whether it's agriculture or even clean energy like solar and wind. We typically think about on rooftops or in big open spaces. And in fact, given how much of our planet is underwater, we want to make sure that we are sustainably harvesting those resources from the ocean and using it as an integral part of our lives.
I know you talked about your website. People may be saying, well, how can they get attached to AltaC?
Absolutely. Come join us. We have a page called our Blue Concept to Commerce, our Blue C2C program, where startup businesses in the blue economy can apply to become part of AltaC and take space here and build their prototypes and show it to the public and to policymakers and investors, where people can get involved in our education programs or volunteer for our workforce training or our open houses. We have quite a few open houses every year where we show off what's going on here. And construction is already underway. We have a brand new roof. And I noticed some of your film there while we were talking, showing the 2.2 megawatts of solar that's just been installed. Governor Schwarzenegger came and helped us cut the ribbon on that a few weeks ago. And that's enough to power 700 homes. So there you go. Our rooftop is going to be generating clean energy, even as we're trying to come up with these solutions from the ocean.
We only have a minute left. I mean, do you teach classes down there? Do you have sort of an educational outreach going on?
We do. We have an active education program in schools and here, K through 12, hands-on learning in each of those things, in aquaculture, clean energy, and underwater robotics. And we do workforce training programs as well.
Very interesting. Terry, thanks so much for joining us. Terry Tamminen at AltaC. You can hear an audio version of this program and many other stories on my podcast. It's called What the Hal? And it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.